In the day's other news, President Trump discussed the pandemic with former Vice President Joe Biden, his prospective Democratic opponent this fall. The president confirmed it and said he appreciated the conversation. Both sides said it was a good call. In recent days, former Vice President Biden had criticized Mr. Trump for moving too slowly. Wisconsin is now going ahead with its presidential primary tomorrow. Democratic Governor Tony Evers had ordered today that the vote be delayed until June. He cited the pandemic. But Republican legislative leaders appealed, and very late today, the state Supreme Court ruled that the primary must take place as scheduled. The ousted Inspector General for the U.S. intelligence community is urging other federal agency watchdogs to not allow themselves to be muzzled. President Trump fired Michael Atkinson Friday night for passing on a whistleblower's complaint that led to Mr. Trump's impeachment. In a statement overnight, Atkinson appealed to other inspectors general, saying, quote, please do not allow recent events to silence your voices. The U.S. State Department today designated a Russian white supremacist group as a terrorist organization. Officials said that the Russian Imperial Movement has given paramilitary training to neo-Nazis and other white supremacists in Russia and elsewhere.
These designations are unprecedented. This is the first time the United States has ever designated white supremacist terrorists, illustrating how seriously this administration takes the threat.
The Trump administration has been criticized for not taking the white supremacist threat seriously. In Ukraine, a forest fire is still burning near the ruined Chernobyl nuclear plant. Officials say the fire has released radiation well over normal levels. But in Kyiv, 60 miles south, radiation is within norms. The fire erupted over the weekend in the contamination zone. The area was sealed off after the 1986 explosion that destroyed the plant. Some passings in the sports world tonight. Baseball legend Al Kaline died today at his home in Michigan. There was no word on the cause. The Hall of Famer played his entire 22-year career with the Detroit Tigers and came to be known as Mr. Tiger. Al Kaline was 85 years old. Pro Football Hall of Famer Bobby Mitchell died Sunday at 84. The cause of death was not released. Mitchell was the first black member of the Washington Redskins. He also played for the Cleveland Browns. And Tom Dempsey died Saturday of complications from COVID-19. In 1970, with the New Orleans Saints, he kicked a record field goal, 63 yards, despite having no toes on his kicking foot. Tom Dempsey was 73 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, childbirth and COVID-19, the unfamiliar challenges faced by pregnant women, how the countries of the Middle East are weathering the threat of coronavirus, plus Amy Walter and Tamara Keith on politics at a moment of crisis.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.